Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
All right, we have a ton of big breaking news, developing news, and guests for you today on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in at the desk. But first, you have to wonder. You really have to wonder if Democrats and liberals and leftists, do they really not understand that their policies have consequences? Do they really not understand that these things happen in patterns like dominoes? And I think it's been displayed, I think it's been well studied enough to understand that, the American left, the American liberal, the Democrat voter, really doesn't have multidimensional thinking. They really can't understand that, oh, having some emotional stance on something like policy or an issue, well, then there's going to be something that follows that. They really can't understand that. You take sanctuary cities. They say, oh, look, I'm not xenophobic. I want all the illegal immigrants. We love them. And then they show up in their neighborhoods and they complain about all the illegal immigrants. Well, what is that? Is that they really not understood what was going to happen? Do they really think that everything is just a fantasy land? Do they not understand that there's consequences for actions and policies? Well, the latest example has to be the red flag laws and the American left's agenda to take your guns. This is a story out of Toronto County, where a man shows up for a red flag law, so they show up to confiscate his guns. How do you think it went? Here's the local news report.
An Anne Arundel County man is dead after officers say he refused to give up his gun to police.
Officers shot and killed him at his home this morning where they were attempting to enforce the new red flag law.
Police now guarding the street where their attempt to enforce the new red flag law turned fatal hours earlier. Around 5:15 in the morning, Anne Arundel County police say they came to a home on Linwood Avenue near Broadview Boulevard to take weapons from 60-year-old Gary Willis. They say two officers knocked on the door and Willis answered, armed with a handgun. Sergeant Jacqueline Davis says at first he put the gun down and stepped outside to talk with police.
He was fine with the officers until they told him, hey, we're serving you with this order, and this order orders us from the court to take your guns.
At that point, she says Willis went for his gun. One of the officers tried to grab it out of his hand, and Willis pulled the trigger. That bullet didn't hit anyone, but it prompted the other officer to open fire, shooting and killing the gun owner.
Keep in mind, California adopted a red flag law in 2014, according to Giffords Foundation. That is an anti-gun organization, by the way. However, FBI data show that California led the nation in active shooting incidents in 2021. Red flag laws are the perfect Trojan horse gun control laws. It sounds amazing on the surface to the normies who don't think past how the idea of a certain law makes them feel, but never look deep enough to see the hidden flaws and the dangers.
You mean if I think someone is scary, I can report them and have their guns taken away? Sign me up.
It may sound like I'm oversimplifying red flag laws, but I'm not. You see, the words on current red flag laws just use overtly complex language to say.
So there's all kinds of dangers that come with red flag laws.
And even if you
and we can focus on the issue of red flag laws and talk about the dangers, but really it comes down to what is the Second Amendment really about? What is self-government really about? What is we the people really about? And where this notion comes from that the government is above you and can show up and disarm you, like they did to this man and ended up killing him. But this is really how it goes. And that's obviously just a tiny little example, just a microcosm, but that's what it is. The government shows up to disarm the people, fight breaks out, and then you have death from gun violence. But the government has the monopoly on violence now. It's not supposed to be that way, but see how dangerous it is?
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Segment. As I've got a loaded broadcast, I've got huge geopolitical news. We got huge news dealing with, I guess, what is their next plan to lock us down with a virus? But since we've seen it before, we know how they operate, and we can get out ahead of it, and we are, and Trump is now. It seems like Trump has learned. I've got more of the political persecution. Big news there. I've got just raw political news dealing with elections coming up. You've got craziness as this Diddy story continues to get weirder and weirder with now people from the inside speaking out, telling stories. But I breezed by that first 5 minutes in the opening short segment. And I'm thinking, well, I'll just hit this issue quick and then move on to this other stuff. And that's really not properly covering it. That's really doing it a disservice. A man sitting in his home. Now, this man could be as deranged as they get. This man could be as normal as they get. A man sitting in his home, and the government shows up to disarm him, and he ends up dead. This is an unnecessary, inorganic government intervention in a man's life sitting in his home, and now he's dead. And so this is just a microcosm of what the red flag laws are going to do and what the true Democrat agenda is to disarm the American people. And the message is now loud and clear. We'll show up to disarm you. You don't comply, we kill you. It's like, how do I just breeze through that? How do I just touch and run on that? This is so critical. This is such a foundational issue. Because let's go a step further. Let's say this guy decides to cooperate, turns his guns over, government takes his guns, now he's disarmed. Well, let's say somebody the next day shows up at his house with a gun to rob him. What does he do then? Well, he gets robbed or killed, and he has no defense. Because the government has now taken his right to self-defense. And so this is why the Founding Fathers were really so far ahead of I mean, really the modern-day liberal that just doesn't get this. The modern-day liberal is so ancient politically that it's like a dinosaur. The modern day liberal, the modern day leftist is like a dinosaur politically. The Founding Fathers were like fully elite, almost reaching every political conclusion with all the different variables and options to land on the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and the Constitution. They saw it all. Next level political genius that you couldn't stack 10 million liberals up against and even come close with their added IQs politically. And we see now how they don't have multidimensional thinking, how they don't have multi-level thinking. All they have is emotion and then response and then, oh, that's it. Like, oh, Trump wants to build a wall? He's a xenophobic. We'll take all the illegal immigrants, bring them all in. Oh, I feel good. I'm all cuddly. And then the illegal immigrants show up. They commit crimes. They kill people. They rape people. They take over their high schools. They take over their hospitals. They take over their rec centers. And then they say, what the heck is going on here? Where did all these illegal immigrants come from? I don't understand. We don't want them here. They need to go somewhere else. So when we talk about liberalism being a mental disorder, it's been discussed as such for decades now with people like Michael Savage and Mark Dice. It truly is a mental disorder. But they're like dinosaurs to not understand this. To not understand why red flag laws are dangerous is having the IQ of a bird brain. To not understand how this can be weaponized against people. Oh, yeah, you get in a fight with your neighbor. You want them disarmed. You call a red flag law. You don't like somebody down the street. You don't like their politics. You don't like their cooking. They cooked a bad pot roast at the potluck. You call the government, you red flag law them. They take their guns. Maybe you want to go rob somebody. Maybe somebody's got something nice and they're safe at home. Maybe you want to rob them. Call them on a red flag law. Now they're disarmed. And this is also obvious to you in the audience here, and the American leftist really doesn't get it because they go off emotion and they think, if I can take a bad person's gun, I've done a good thing. But so getting back to the story. So what does this man have as an option? He either disarms himself and gives up his Second Amendment right, or he gets killed by the U.S. government. Can you imagine that? You're sitting in your house, minding your own business. The government shows up to take your guns. The next thing you know, you're dead. But that's how it plays out. If the American left, if the Democrats, if the liberals want to disarm the American people, if they want to take all of our firearms, which they do, they're asking for war. They're asking for civil war. So I didn't intend to open it up with a big monologue on that, but to try to breeze by that in the first 5 minutes and touch and run and then hit all this other stuff, it's just not doing it right. And this is such a fundamental issue of self-defense. This is such a fundamental issue of what happens when you disarm the citizens, the population. But by the way, remember, they said that illegal immigrants can purchase and carry firearms. Remember that. So Democrat judges, out of the goodness of their heart, said that illegal immigrants can purchase and own and carry firearms. But then the same Democrats show up, they send law enforcement to a man's house over a red flag law, they take his guns, or they try to, and now he's dead. Well, I guess somebody dies in that situation, or somebody loses their rights. There's no other way this goes. If you enforce red flag laws, if you enforce gun confiscation, you are either taking a free man's rights or somebody's going to die. Those are the only two scenarios. And it just played out with that opening report. It's the only way it goes. No other way. So you can do it on a minor scale, show up at one guy's house, or you can do it on a mass scale and try to do mass confiscation from the American people. It's the same outcome. Either rights are violated and free men lose their rights, or somebody dies. And I'd rather not have any of that happen. But that's why I'm not a Democrat. That's why I'm not a liberal. That's why I'm not a leftist. But they'll learn nothing. They'll learn nothing, and it'll likely happen again. But it'll only get worse when people realize how they can take advantage of these laws. So what? You post something a liberal doesn't like on the internet? Here to take your guns, red flag law, court order. See how that goes? You put a wrap on the back of your truck that has an image of Biden laying down in the back, tied up. Yes, hi, government here. We have a court order to take your firearms. Please turn them over. Thank you. See how that goes. But if you're Kathy Griffin and you hold up a decapitated, bloodied Trump head, don't worry. You're going to be able to maintain your firearms, or she'll just get her private security updated. Because somebody's above the law. Somebody has to enforce it. Somebody's more important. Somebody has to take your gun from behind the barrel of a gun.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWars.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Earthquake not too long ago in Austin, Texas. That was it was minor, but we felt it. So, who knows what's going on? Earthquakes have happened forever, but I don't know. Maybe they cause earthquakes now. I mean, who knows? This world is so insane. Would anybody be surprised? I'm not saying I believe that, but, yeah, if I found that out, I don't think I'd exactly be surprised. Oh, yeah. Governments are stealing our money and finding new ways to destroy us with it. Sweet, man. Yeah. Cool, dude. Cool, man. Let's go build a train on the moon. Yeah, let's build a train on the moon because I guess we're going to blow this planet up. So, guess we'll need that moon train. But, okay, let's just quickly hit this. U.S. is collaborating. Now, this is from last month. This is from last month. So I'm sorry. This is from February. Time is flying. I forgot it was April already. So this is from February. U.S. is collaborating with Chinese scientists to make bird flu strains more infectious and deadly. As part of $1 million project, despite fears similar tests unleashed COVID. No, that's exactly what happened. So now they're testing with this bird flu. This is from February. And then here's your headline for today. Bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID. There it is. Hey, let's make some bird flu in a lab. Hey, let's make bird flu more deadly. And then there was this other story where a lab in Colorado, and the scientists apparently are like running around getting bitten by bats and rats, like, and they run into the lab like, I'm getting bit by a bat. Oh, my gosh. And then they get a disease. It's like, what in the hell is going on? So that only took about 2 months there. Hey, we're going to make some bird flu. Hey, look, bird flu broke out. Oh, it's going to be 100 times worse than COVID. Scientists say bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID. The scientists say, the scientists made the virus. 100 times worse than COVID after U.S. and China collaborate on strengthening strains. I mean, can you imagine? It's like, they're in a lab, they make the virus comes out of the lab, and then they emerge from the lab and take off their hazmat suits and say, sorry people, but this virus could be 100 times worse than COVID. What virus? This virus we just made. What? Yeah, we made a virus, it's about 100 times worse than COVID, it's out now. But it seems Donald Trump is ahead of it on this one. Now, if he would have gone with his gut on COVID, we probably would have been a lot better off. But who knows what other threats were being made. But here's Donald Trump responding to the news where they're saying, oh, look, we made bird flu in a lab now. It's going to be worse than COVID. So just get ready. We're going to conquer you. Here's Trump responding, clip 6.
Left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with all of their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Gee whiz, you know what else is coming? An election. They want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots, and trillions of dollars in payoffs to their political allies heading into the 2024 election. Does that sound familiar? These are bad people. These are sick people we're dealing with. But to every COVID tyrant who wants to take away our freedom, hear these words, we will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates. They rigged the 2020 election, and now they're trying to do the same thing all over again by rigging the most important election in the history of our country, the 2024 election, even if it means trying to bring back COVID. But they will fail because we will not let it happen. When I'm back in the White House, I will use every available authority to cut federal funding to any school, college, airline, or public transportation system that imposes a mask mandate or a vaccine mandate. Thank you very much.
So it's good to see Trump getting out ahead of this and calling it out for what it is. But see, let's flash back to earlier in the segment. What does he say there? He says, we will not comply. Well, what does the leftist government do when you do not comply? Well, they kill you, remember? They kill you. They have for hundreds of years. It was a lesson we learned in the 20th century, and now we're going to have to learn it again, it looks like. You know, here's the problem. And I don't know, maybe you just blink in them and you say, yep, Russia, we're going to spit in your eye. So maybe you just say, you know what? Yeah, we're not going to comply. Go ahead and release your deadly virus. Go ahead. Now, they might have a virus that could kill millions of people. I mean, they might actually have a super deadly virus that's super contagious that they could release and it'd kill millions of people, like a 12 monkey scenario. It wasn't COVID. I mean, COVID spread and they did their thing with it, but it was survivable. Most of the deaths were because of the hospital treatments. So, I mean, maybe they do have a deadly virus. Maybe they don't. Maybe they threatened Trump with a deadly virus and said, hey, we got this hemorrhagic flu. We'll release it. I mean, you'll just watch millions of people bleed to death. We'll blame it on you. So he said, okay, fine. Lock it down. Steal the election. You know, whatever. So, I mean, maybe we just reach a point where we just say, just go ahead. Just go ahead, you dirty bastards. Just go ahead. Just go ahead. Release your deadly virus. Kill millions of people. We'll know who did it. And then you'll anger so many people and you have killed so many people that it's, you know, you've done this. And they'll hit you with the clot shot. Representative Lauren Boebert undergoes surgery for a blood clot in leg. Apparently it was really serious, but they got her taken care of, and we're all thinking the same thing. We wish her a speedy recovery. The U.S. has recorded over 1 million excess deaths among people aged 65 and older since the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. Yeah, so they get you one way or the other. They get you. And so I guess you're just sitting here saying, well, they can release a deadly virus that kills us all. And, I mean, who knows how you avoid it or if you can. Or they just release some other strain and then build it up with all their propaganda and then scare people into taking a vaccine that might kill them. And they do their calling that way. Either way, it's all the same sick freaks behind it. So what do you do? What do you do if you're up against a situation where they're going to try to rig everything and take control again with a virus? And if you don't comply, well, then they'll actually release the deadly virus. It's like, hey, just comply and just be a good slave and we won't release the deadly virus. We'll just make it kind of a news story. We'll show you some hospital images and put you in fear, but we won't actually release the deadly virus. We'll spare your lives. Just be good slaves. Or do you stand up and you say, no, I'm not going to be your slave? And they say, okay, fine, we're going to go ahead and release a deadly virus, kill tens of millions of people. So that's where we're at. Because the psychotics that run this world, the psychotics that run this country are still running it. So we're going to have to continue to deal with them. And it's really wearing thin. You know, I'm really getting tired of it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Talking about a man where the government shows up to confiscate his firearms, he ends up getting shot and killed because of red flag laws. That's big. That's like we learn from that now or it gets worse. And then you have Anthony Blinken says Ukraine will become a member of NATO. I mean, this is like you couldn't escalate things in a more nuanced way. I mean, you could go drop a bomb on Russia, and yeah, it would certainly escalate things. Wouldn't be so nuanced, wouldn't be so subtle. This is like subtly and nuancedly saying, hey, Russia, yeah, we're not backing down. Yeah, you can go ahead. You can blame the Moscow terror attack on us. We ain't backing down. What is with these psychotics? What is with the American deep state? What is with the Biden administration? Why are they doing this? What advantages do they get from putting Ukraine in NATO? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? They get to launder more money, steal more money. They get to launder more weapons. They get to keep the boondoggle going. They get to keep the criminal corruption going. And they know Russia just wants Ukraine to not be a part of the corrupt West. And say Russia's corrupt. Fine. Okay, whatever. Again, these opinions don't matter. Cast your opinion out the window. It doesn't matter. What matters is the escalation here. So the West, the United States deep state, wants Ukraine to be a vessel of their corruption, and Russia wants Ukraine to be a vessel of theirs. Or just go back, historically speaking, like Putin did in the Tucker Carlson interview, and just make it part of Russia again. Or it can even be Ukraine, just not going to be a part of the CIA. Not going to be Victoria Nuland's undercarriage. So this is just psychotic stuff from psychotic people in the Biden administration saying that Ukraine will become a member of NATO. I mean, this is like red alert. This is like the U.S. commits to war with Russia. I mean, it's just unreal. But it barely makes a blip. Barely makes a blip. White House cancels annual Ramadan dinner after Muslims refuse to attend. The whole foreign policy of this administration is a disaster, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you think Muslims are attending? Well, because Biden administration has funded Israel. It's all a disaster. It's a complete disaster. Trump's Israel's criticism breaks with GOP, sows uncertainty. No, Israel has broke with all common sense and decency. And so Israel's just gone completely rogue, and just everybody sees it now. And I don't know if there's a least popular man in conservative media right now than Ben Shapiro. Everybody's making fun of him. It's not the Daily Wire. It's the Israeli Wire. It's the Jewish Wire. But Israel is the one that is broken. And Trump has been loyal to Israel. The Republican Party is normally pretty loyal, if not outrightly loyal to Israel. And now people are like, okay, now you've gone rogue. You've gone rogue. You clearly don't care what anyone else is requesting. You clearly don't care what anyone else is saying. You clearly don't care about anything else. You've gone completely rogue. You've gone completely bloodthirsty, bloodlusting, and you don't even care. And people are just, you know, like, hey, calm down for a second here. You're drenched in blood. You got blood dripping from your teeth and your claws and your legs. And maybe just slow down for 1 second. And Israel's like, nah, more death. You're like, whoa, okay, I'm out. And maybe that's what Israel wants, but they're isolating themselves from all of their loyalists, including Donald Trump. So, I mean, it's really just common sense at this point. You could be a Zionist, you could be loyal to Israel, you could be Jewish, but if you don't recognize what the Israeli leadership is doing under Netanyahu right now is just full-blown bloodlusting werewolf ripping through a, you know, Times Square. And people who are loyal to Israel and even Jewish are just like, hey, whoa, you've gone totally werewolf here. You're covered in blood, and you're drenched in blood, and there's blood dripping from your fangs here. Like, can you calm down? All right, okay, do your thing. I'm stepping out. I'm stepping out. And you have these protests against Netanyahu going on. They went to his house. Well, they said they were going to his house. I don't know. And they had torches and pitchforks. So it's really not good. I mean, Netanyahu wanted his legacy to be conquering the Gaza Strip and expanding the state of Israel, and now it looks like his legacy is going to be something else entirely. But that's how the world views Israel now. It's like even loyalists, even Zionists. And they're just like, this is a werewolf drenched in blood with blood dripping from its fangs looking for its next meal. And so it's just like anybody with common sense right now is just kind of backing off and saying, hey, this is not good. Except Ben Shapiro. He loves it. Israel military blames mistaken identity and aid workers' deaths. Dismisses two officers. Oh, remember, first they denied it. And then they said, oh, it was a landmine. Including old BS, old Benicide. And now they're like, okay, yeah, it was us. We killed some food workers. It was a mistake. CIA warns Iran will attack Israel within 48 hours as revenge for huge strike. Well, they've been saying that for more than 48 hours, so I guess Iran isn't going to strike Israel. That's a good thing. Thank God. Because, again, the blood-lusting IDF and Netanyahu bombed an Iranian consulate in Syria. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like if your dog is going crazy and then bites you. You're like, whoa! Does this dog need to be put down? Iran runs war drills in support of Palestinian intifada. Israel urgently evacuates embassies as diplomats fear Iranian revenge strikes. You know, that's another example. Israel's war cabinet meets over threat of imminent attack by Iran. This is another example. When Israel blew up the Iranian consulate in Syria, it was barely a news story. People barely talked about it. We came on air right here and said, hey, this is big. This is bad. No matter what you think about the situation, this is a major escalation. You tune into the mainstream news, didn't even mention it. Like, imagine you got a werewolf and all of his fur is dripping in blood and his fangs are dripping in his blood. He's got a human limb and he's picking his teeth with it. And the news reporter sitting there in Times Square with the werewolf and all the blood behind him, and he's like, "Well, today's weather looks like it's about 65 degrees and sunny, and coming to town tonight, there's gonna be a great concert. They're gonna have a Puff Daddy concert, and then the New York Mets play it at home." There's like a bloody werewolf behind him. That's what it's like. Israel bombs the consulate, and then it's like, "Oh, it's barely a news story." So again, it doesn't matter. You can be pro-Russia, anti-Russia. You can be pro-Israel, anti-Israel. All of this is escalation. All of this is the result of bad foreign policy, bad leadership. And none of it is going in the right direction. None of it. So, but really, unfortunately, it only gets worse for Israel now. And what does Russia do? I mean, I don't think they do anything to the rhetoric of saying Ukraine will join NATO, but there's certainly going to be some sort of a PR statement in response to this madness.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Video clips and news. But you know, we sell great health supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and you know, I don't want to be an overconfident idiot, but when I see these stories like we got from the New York Times today, a bird flu virus that has killed millions of birds in recent years has now been detected in cows in several states, prompting concerns about the safety of the U.S. dairy supply. Here's what we know and what we don't know about the risk of the viruses posing in the food. And so it's this whole story about, oh, you shouldn't eat eggs, you shouldn't eat steak. Well, okay, I had a big, juicy tomahawk steak last night from my local meat factory. I had some raw eggs this morning. I'm drinking raw milk every night. So, I mean, I'm not saying to take my advice here. My point is, I know I have a strong immune system because I take supplements, and I know that I have confidence in my immune system because it's strong. And yeah, I take supplements from InfoWarsStore.com to make sure of it. So I go and eat my steak and drink my raw milk and drink my raw eggs, and I don't think about the New York Times telling me I need to be scared of an egg or a steak or milk. They certainly want that. But you need to make sure you do have a strong immune system. And so that's why we sell the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, like DNA Force Plus, like Bodies, like Nitric Boost,
and all these great supplements to make sure you're healthy and you can have confidence in your immune system and you can have confidence that your body is functioning properly. Nascent iodine for the thyroid. I mean, it's just... So, yeah, I have confidence. I take the supplements. I have confidence that I'm going to be healthy. I'm not giving you health advice, but, yeah, you should be supplementing. You should be taking high-quality supplements to be in the best health you can be. Absolutely. But fine. If you don't want to, here's something that you got to have, and that's a water filter. That's a water filter. And you see these earthquakes, and... You see all these other stories, and they have a state of emergency because of the eclipse happening on Monday. A state of emergency. Oh, my gosh. What is this, like, Apocalypto? And they're going to, like, deceive us with a eclipse now? So, well, let's say there's a bad earthquake. Let's say something leaks into the water supply. Well, what are you going to do? You can't drink the water. You're going to need a water filter. And so that's why we sell the highest quality water filters. At InfoWarsStore.com. So you might think, well, I don't like supplements. I don't need supplements. I would disagree. But, okay, you need a water filter. You need to be drinking clean water. You need to be able to have a water source you can trust in case there's an emergency. And then there's boil orders that happen all the time. So having a water filter in your home is a necessity, as I see it. I don't know how you could disagree with that. That's why we sell the highest quality water filters. And you see stories all the time, the forever chemicals, the BPAs, the microplastics, everything else that ends up in the water, not to mention the fluoride they put in there intentionally. The Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system, gravity fed, InfoWarsStore.com, the best you're going to get, highest quality, at the best price, and you support us in the process. It's a total win. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. All right, we got some other political news here. But you know what? Since we're talking about the farmland, these videos have been surfacing, and I just didn't send them all to the crew because I'd have to take up hours just to cover them all. But here's one example. American cattle rancher talking about the Texas fires that nobody's really talking about, but it's definitely hit the grocery stores here. There's definitely less meat in the meat department. And so here he is talking about the aftermath in clip 13.
So I wanted to update y'all on what's going on in Texas. We have over 1 million acres of farmland that has been burned and ruined. And not only that, we have Texas Forest Service that is going into these ranchers' properties and dozing up the land. They're not even dozing the burned areas. They're ruining the remaining feed and grasses that they do have. And we don't know why they're doing this. So let me know what y'all think about this in the comments. Make sure to share this around. We need to stand up for what's right. And remember, guys, buy American and buy local.
And there's all these other videos where they're talking about not just the response to the wildfires, but now how they're going in and they're trying to force these ranchers and these farmers to vaccinate their cattle and vaccinate their hen. And they're just like, what the hell is going on? Never seen anything like this. And they're talking about bird flu. Just crazy, man. But they strong arm you and they say, well, eventually we're just going to mandate it. So, okay, hit them with the mRNA shot or you're out of business. Hit your cattle, hit your livestock, hit them all with the mRNA shot or you're out of business, Jack. And boy, I hope they're in the wildfire that burns their place to the ground or we might have to come in here and cut you off. So there's all, I mean, there's dozens of videos like that. You know, a rancher, a farmer doesn't normally pick up his phone and shoot a video. So when you see this, you're like, whoa, there must be something going on. This must be a serious ordeal. Speaking of a serious ordeal, oil holds above $90. It's over $90 a barrel now. After Middle East tensions push Brent crude higher. And, you know, we covered this the other day. Folks, if you're tuned into InfoWars, you're just getting the best coverage. It's really not even close. We're really... Tomorrow's news today, next week's news today. Is Saudi Arabia trying to sabotage Joe Biden? So I did a whole segment of this, the other day. And but that's the question is, are they sabotaging Biden because they don't want him in? Or is it more an attack on the United States in general, trying to hurt our economy and trying to crash the U.S. dollar and replace it with something the BRICS system introduces. But behind all that is the absolute idiot, crooked Joe Biden, who says, I'm going to sell all the strategic oil reserves and then buy them up at a lower price so that we make a profit. And then Trump loaded the strategic oil reserves at $25 a barrel. Trump had the strategic oil reserves at an all-time high, number one all-time strategic oil reserves, President Trump. Filled them with $25 a barrel. It's now over $90 a barrel, and Biden can't afford to purchase it. And so now he said, okay, never mind, we're just not refilling it. And I'll predict, and this is where it could get really bad, folks, and this is why this story is so key. If China and Russia and Saudi Arabia are not going to be cooperating for whatever reason, whether it's against the U.S. or against Biden, but if they're not going to be cooperating, you're going to have a situation, you're already seeing your gas price at the pump go up, you're going to have a situation where it's going to be $5, $6, $7 a gallon, and the Biden administration is probably going to release the rest of the strategic oil reserves. I mean, we're going to be down to probably single-digit days. Right now it's at 17 days in the strategic petroleum reserve. It's the lowest it's ever been. But why did Biden sell them off? Well, Biden didn't actually believe he could make a profit. I mean, he might have believed that garbage, but that's still not the reason he sold them off. The reason why Joe Biden sold the strategic oil reserves was to lower gas prices. So he inflated the market with more petroleum to bring the gas prices down because they were so high, and it was bad for their 2022 elections. So they released all the strategic petroleum reserves right before the elections and said, see, we got gas prices down. Remember that? Now, the gas prices were still almost double what they were under Trump when he left office, but they weren't, you know, $5, $6, $7 a gallon anymore. They were down to like $3, $4, $5. So they said, see, we lowered gas prices. We did it. Yay. And then people go out and vote Democrat. Well, so now the Biden administration has two options. To either go into this summer and beyond with the highest gas prices in U.S. history, or release another 10 days worth of the strategic petroleum reserves and have us down to single digits remaining. And if history repeats itself, and if we learn from the past, I would say Biden's going to do it again. Because what does he care? So, yeah, I have a feeling that probably this summer you're going to start seeing gas get back up to near record highs, if not record highs, and Biden is going to have to tap back into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to try to get those prices down. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, you know, strategic for him and his politics and getting Democrats elected. Not for American energy or you know, emergencies, though. That's not what it's for. It's for Biden's politics.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.